Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm speaking with Janisa Harris, librarian at the Washington Public Library, taking a look back at this year's summer reading program. Part of summer here in Washington is the summer reading program. What was the theme this year and how was turnout?
So we had Build a Better World this year. We had really high numbers and a great turnout, which is always exciting for us. We love getting people in here. We had four family events, and between all four of those events, we had around almost 900 people come. So they were really high attendance, and we love to get a good performer and offer free entertainment to people. That's the most important. Give them something to do, and a family event is always great. We also had really great turnouts for our K through second. We averaged around 80 a week for them, and third through fifth, we averaged about 40. Third through fifth got to spend the night at the library for a lock-in if they did their bingo card, which is always really fun for them. We also did some things around town that we could build a better world. John Hayes from Hayes Pure Water came and talked to my kids, and he told them the importance of clean water, and they were able to raise almost $60 for him and his organization. They were able to make cards that he took to the Amazon this month, which the kids were really excited about, and we will be able to have pure water for over 90 people, and they just brought in their spare change, so a little can make a lot. And then we also had the kids and patrons donate food for HACAP.
And with these kinds of numbers, what does that mean as far as reading goes? Do you have any idea how many pages or books were read?
So I track the reading minutes for the K through second, and just K through second alone, they had over 10,000 minutes read. Third through fifth, we had 25 turn-in bingo cards, so it takes them about the whole month to do it. So we had a lot of reading minutes, a lot of checkouts, a lot of kids in the library, which is the most important. A child can lose up to 2 reading levels over a 2-month time over the summer. So having fun, easy ways for them to read sets them up for success going into the next school year.
And do you ever get feedback from local teachers in regards to this?
Teachers are always really positive and thankful. We try and partner with the schools as much as we can, and they know that making reading fun is so important, and we try and do the best we can to work together on that.
Now, can you tell us about the lock-in a little bit? What kind of activities do you do to keep them busy all night?
So they do sleep at my lock-in, but we do a bunch of fun games in the beginning. This year we made balloon towers and we did some fun relay races, mostly silly games. And then they get to pick a movie and watch it and bring snacks and have popcorn. We usually go to bed around midnight, and the kids will get up the next morning and they get their summer reading prizes and pack them up and get them ready to leave. It's always a big highlight. One of my kids says that it's her favorite thing all year, so it's a lot of fun.
So in addition to all the minutes that the kids read, what did the teens do to get out and about in the community?
Yes, they had the great idea of planting herbs in the back of the teen room. You can stop by and look at those. And once they are ready to be picked, they will be offering them for patrons to use. And so if someone doesn't have a garden and wants fresh herbs for cooking, they can do that. They also met and read a book and had a book discussion and talked about some tougher topics. So it was great. We had about 20 kids doing that. And then they had a pizza party at the end.
What is it like now that it's finished? What is the library like? Is it still pretty busy?
Yeah, I do a bonus round after summer reading where they can do the card again, that I change up a little bit, the bingo card, and give them more chances to read. And we are partnering with summer school right now, so it's still busy. A lot of people coming in, checking out books, which is always fun to have the library stay busy all summer.
That's been today's Washington Page with Janisa Harris, librarian at the Washington Free Public Library, talking about the summer reading program. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.